Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you. Help us anew this day reflect on your saving grace in sacrificing your Son for our sins and shortcomings, and not leaving us to dwell alone in sorrow, but giving us your Holy Spirit, which lifts and guides ours to live in new life. Holy Spirit, cleanse our hearts and minds of all other thoughts that trouble us, and lead us in the way of blessed assurance in God's love and forgiveness and care. For you, O Christ, are the light of our souls and bodies, and to you we give glory, together with God, who is without beginning, and your all holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Today's Old Testament reading is taken from page 1 of our Bible, Genesis 1, verses 24 through 27. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. The word of the Lord. And our New Testament reading comes from Galatians. It's in the New Testament section on page 147, Galatians 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith." The word of the Lord.